السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa today's heat seems to have sapped everybody's energy but nevertheless it is a reminder of the heat of the day of qiyamah So in everything there is a lesson. 9 million miles away the sun, and we can't tolerate that little heat. Imagine how much more?
93 million.
Now imagine when the sun is going to be just an arm's length above the head. What kind of heat that is going to be? So in everything that a person experiences in this world, there is a sign of what is to come in the akhirat. We must take lessons from everything. So as far as Zikrullah is concerned, Alhamdulillah, you have gathered again for remembering Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The Zikr is the same Zikr, the Duas are the same Duas. So sometimes the thought comes to mind that what is the need to repeat the same thing? But then if you look at all those things that are beneficial to man in this worldly life of his, for the physical health, the person repeats. Food and drink, from the time we were born, when we were born we were drinking milk, and after that we switched over to all the other delicacies, and up till now we are repeating the same thing. I was born in 46, and a year or two later I must have started rice. And up till now it is the same rice. There's no difference in the rice. I know of, during my childhood days, there were bakeries in Stanger. Many owners changed, but the bread didn't change. They may have changed the weight of the bread, and they may have improved on the quality of the bread, but the bread is the same. And we are still eating the same bread. Why? Because there is benefit in it. The rainfall, nobody has said up till today that I am not going to gather the water that comes down from the heavens because it's the same kind of water that comes down. Now I'm only going to gather if it comes raspberry flavored or cream soda flavored, then I'm going to take that water from the heavens. But the same kind of water coming every time, how long am I going to drink the same tasteless water? Look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's reminders. The Surah Fatiha which we are reading, since when are we reading in our Salat? And up till when are we going to read? Up till our dying day. So these are things that remind us that those things which are beneficial for a person's life, for his physical body, then we keep on repeating. There are many people who are sick and ill, and the doctors say, now you will have to take this tablet for life. How many of them? They say, this tablet you will have to take for life. And the person takes it so religiously, as if it is wahi of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that if you miss out one time, then there will be qiyamah. Why? Because he finds it beneficial. The doctor has prescribed it, he's finding it beneficial, so he's taking it. In the same way, the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whether it is little or more, the quality, it depends on what kind of quality and quantity we have. But it is the same zikr that we have to make all our lives. It's not that now some new tasbihat will come. The same tasbihat, we have to improve on the quality and in our individual capacities, in our own times. Then we will read the quantity also which is going to be beneficial. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that make zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and remember him. During the days of happiness, I'm giving you the meaning of that mafhum of that hadith, that during your days of happiness, rejoicing, the days of comfort, the days of ease, the days of prosperity, then during those days remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala will remember you during your days of adversity, pain, difficulties. In fact, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, he says that when a person remembers Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in abundance during the days of good health, during the days of prosperity and happiness and comforts, when he's remembering Allah Ta'ala, he's making zikrullah, then the angels become familiar with the voice of that person making zikrullah. How we recognize a person's voice, the person that you have contact with in abundance, then the moment the person picks up the phone and says hello, then immediately we say, how are you, recognizing him from just his voice. He hasn't even spoken the second word and we have already pictured him, that so and so is on the line. Why? We have recognized him by his voice, which we heard so many times. Don't we say the voice is very familiar? So in the same way, the angels become familiar with the voice of this person who is remembering Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in ease, in comfort, in happiness, in good times. So they become familiar with it. Then when this person is in difficulties, when he is going through a trial and a test in his life, and at that time now when he engages in zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, these angels who have become familiar with his voice, now they intercede on his behalf. Look at the ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now these angels, and we do not know how many of them, now at present even in this masjid, we must have that yaqeen that this gathering is surrounded by angels. We do not see them, but we believe the eyes of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he informed us, so therefore we believe in it. So now they become familiar with this voice, that so many people were making zikr, and regularly they were making zikr. So what happens is that after that, when this person is in difficulty, is going through trial, is going through some kind of hardship or some kind of adversity in his life, then these angels also intercede on his behalf, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then finds a way out for him. Allah Ta'ala eases his condition. Allah Ta'ala removes his bala and difficulty that has come upon him with the barakat of that same zikr which he was doing. It's not some new zikr that he was making. So we should not be misled and misguided and deceived by the deceiver shaitan. That what is the sense? The same thing every time, the same thing. Then we must say the same thing for water, we must say the same thing for food, we must say the same thing for Surah Fatiha, we must say the same thing for all the other things that we use daily in our lives. The same eyes we are using daily, the same ears, the same tongue. Every ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so many ni'mats we are using 24 hours of the day. So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us that understanding and that realization that when we are remembering Him, He is immediately remembering us. فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ اذكروني بالإطاعة أذكركم بالعناية. You remember me with the ta'at, and I will remember you with my inayat, with my gifts, with my bounties. And ask those people who have really made the right quantity of zikr and the right quality of zikr, if they did not find sukoon and peace, no matter how much of trouble they may have been going through, and no matter how much of restlessness, but if they made the right quantity of zikr, and they of course made the firm pledge to Allah Ta'ala that they will not return to those sins, and they are making an effort to fulfill the rights of whomever, whatever rights have to be fulfilled, then Allah Ta'ala will definitely give them sukoon the moment they start zikr. It is Allah Ta'ala's promise, and Allah Ta'ala doesn't go against His promise. So what else is there as a cure for us in these times of restlessness, in these times of anxieties, in these times of problems, difficulties, hardships, calamities? There is no other solution except turning towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the first steps of that turning is the zikrullah. That's the first steps, which doesn't require much effort. The person is, even for a little while, if he just has to make a muraqabah, go into meditation, and think of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala upon him, and think of his disobedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this thinking of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala and his disobedience leads to him to tawbah and istighfar. And when he makes plenty of tawbah and istighfar and he engages himself in a little bit of zikrullah, immediately Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives this person sukoon in his heart. May Allah Ta'ala bless me, bless you, and the entire ummah in these days of fasad and fitna. with sukoon, with peace, with comfort, with purification of our heart and soul and mind. And may Allah bless us with His qurb and marifat and remove all our difficulties and problems. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahan shahe do alam tu hai, sabse teri sarkar hai ali. Shaan teri har aan nahi hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Shaan teri har aan nahi hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Woh bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, sham o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aath pehar ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Waqt yun hi bekar guzara, umr yun hi ghaflat mein gawai. Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Waqt yun hi bekar guzara, umr yun hi ghaflat mein gawai. Khalq mein sabse main hi bura hoon, koi nahi hai mujh mein bhalai. Khalq mein sabse main hi bura hoon, koi nahi hai mujh mein bhalai. Mujhsa koi badkar na hoga, kaun si maine ki na burai. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 Allah
Allah, 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 Allah.
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں
دیدہِ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمال ہو قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمال ہو قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف اے میرے پیارے اللہ اے میرے رحیم اللہ اے میرے قریب اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم مجرم ہیں ہم خطاکار ہیں ہم گندے ہیں اے اللہ ہم سب کچھ ہے لیکن تیرے بندے ہیں اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او اللہ forgive each and every one of us او اللہ whatever we may be we are your slaves we are your servants our lives are in your control our sight in your control our hearing and speech in your control our heart liver and lungs in your control our hands and feet in your control oh my beloved Allah everything is in your control Where are we going to go if you are going to turn away your glance of rahmat from us? Oh my Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, we could not have committed the sins if we had not been able to use your bounties. Oh Allah, the sins that we have committed, we commit with our eyes, with our ears, with our tongues, with our hands and feet, with our heart and mind, with our wealth and our properties. Oh Allah, each and everything with which we commit sin, it is your bounty. Ey mere pyare Allah, we use your bounties, your ni'mats, the energy that you give in our bodies, the health that you bless us with, we use it for your disobedience. Ey Allah, we use it to displease you. Oh my beloved Allah, you are full of ihsan and full of mercy and full of kindness. And you shower your ni'mats and your bounties upon us and we keep using them for your disobedience. Ey mere Allah, hum kitne dabak harab hai, hum kitne gandde hai, how filthy and dirty we are. Oh Allah, how unappreciative we are of your ni'mats and your bounties. How much of kufran of your ni'mats we are making. But in spite of all our sins, you are giving us food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport. Oh Allah, so many people in the world have been deprived of these ni'mats. Oh Allah, they do not even have a decent bed to sleep on. Oh Allah, they are sleeping in the open skies. Oh Allah, how much of your ni'mats are upon us in spite of our sins. May Allah forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth as munafiqs and hypocrites? Ey Allah, kab tak hum munafiqat ki chaal chalte rahenge? Mere Allah, ek din zindagi khatam hone wali hai. Oh my beloved Allah, before the time of our death comes, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all sins. Ey Allah, marne se pehle pehle tu sachi tawbah ki tawfiq ata farma. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters. Forgive the entire ummat of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, aaj puri ummat yateem ho chuki hai. Ey Allah, Palestine mein yateem ho chuki hai. Ey Allah, Kashmir mein yateem ho chuki hai.
Oh Allah, the Ummah has become yatim and an orphan in Bosnia, in Chechnya, in Afghanistan, in Palestine and in other parts of the world. Ay vere Allah, there is nobody to pass the head of affection and love anymore over the heads of the Ummah. Each and every person has become the enemy of the Ummah. Ay Allah, hum kis hal par pahunch chuke hai, na koi apna, na koi hum kisi ke. Ay Allah, where have we reached? Lekin mere Allah, tu to zinda hai, tu hayat hai. Oh my Allah, whatever we may be, but you are the same Allah who was the Allah of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ibrahim, and all the Anbiya-i Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, and also of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Oh Allah, no weakness has come in you. Ay Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi qadir mutlaq Allah. You are all powerful, you are all hearing, all seeing, all knowing Allah. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We know that if we get forgiveness of our sins, the conditions of the country will change. The conditions in the world will change. Ay Allah, tu hame hidayat naseeb farma. Give us the tawfiq to make namaz 5 times a day. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to go for hajj if farz. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to stay away from all haram. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our family members, the society, the ummah at large, both believers and disbelievers. Each and everyone has got a right over us. Allah, give us the tawfiq of fulfilling everyone's rights. Give us the tawfiq of fulfilling your rights and the rights of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, protect us and prevent us from going towards any kind of haram. Ay Allah, protect us from zina. Protect us from adultery and fornication. Protect us from speaking lies. Protect us from gambling. Oh Allah, create a barrier between us and sins. Oh Allah, let there be such a barrier which is the distance of the east and west. Allah, the moment we think of committing sins, create a barrier between us and sins. Allah, do not let us even go near sins. Allah, tera qurb naseeb farma. Bless us with your closeness and the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, bless each and every one with long life, with good health. Oh Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ey vere pyare Allah, so many of our brothers and sisters and parents are sick and ailing. Allah, whosoever may be sick and ailing, give them cure. Allah, those who are in hospitals, give them cure. Those who are sick and ailing at home, give them cure. Allah, tu sabku sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de. Allah, cure us of our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Our hearts are also ailing, oh my beloved Allah, with all the spiritual diseases. Ey vere pyare Allah, purify and cleanse our hearts of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of envy. Allah, because of jealousy, people are committing all kinds of sins. They are going towards jadu and sahar and so many other evils. Ey Allah, why should we be jealous and envious of what ni'mats you bless others with? Ey Allah, give us the tawfiq to appreciate all the ni'mats which you have given us and to seek from your unlimited treasures the ni'mats that we want. Ey mere pyare Allah, purify our hearts of jealousy and envy. Purify our hearts of arrogance. Purify our hearts of pride. Ey mere Allah, pride was the sifat of shaitan. Allah, shaitan became rejected because of his pride. Ey Allah, cleanse and purify us of pride. Ey Allah, purify our hearts of evil passions and desires. Ey Allah, we have made our hearts into filthy dustbins. We have made our hearts into filthy bins. Ey Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Ey Allah, hamare dilon ke andar aaja. Ey Allah, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Ey Allah, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Oh my Allah, come into our hearts. We have got no other desire now except that you come into our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, if you become ours, then everything is ours. If you are not ours, nothing is ours in this world. Neither our homes are ours, nor our children are ours, nor our businesses are ours, nor our cars are ours. Allah, if you are ours, then we will enjoy all these ni'mats. And if you are not ours, then nothing will be of enjoyment and happiness. We will be leading lives of restlessness, anxieties and worries. Ey mere Allah, tu hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Allah, we know that we are not deserving of becoming your walis. But oh Allah, we are seeking from your quwwat of jazb that make us yours. Allah, what are we really deserving of? Whatever you have given us, it's your ni'mat, it's your ihsan, it's your fazal upon us. Oh Allah, we know that we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. But oh Allah, you do not like punishing. You are forgiving, you are merciful, you are compassionate, you are kind, you are loving, you are caring. Oh Allah, all you want is that we should turn towards you. And that is the only reason why we are gathering here every Thursdays and other occasions. Oh Allah, what we want is your qurb, we want your marifat, we want your yaqeen. Allah, hame tera qurb naseeb farma. Bless us with your marifat, bless us with your recognition, bless us with your love, bless us with the love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you, O my Allah. O my beloved Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. O my beloved Allah, let us not be floating on the surface that enemies can pick us up. Allah, dunya bhar ke andar jahan musalman pareshan hai, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Remove the difficulties of the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, tanks, bombs, missiles, helicopters, gunships, oh my Allah, over little innocent children, everything is being used in Israel, in Palestine. Ay mere pyare khuda, tu ya to un yahudiyon ko hidayat de, either bless the Israelites, either bless the Jews with hidayat, and if hidayat is not in their muqaddar, then oh Allah, destroy them like you destroy the Aad and Samud. Ey Allah, Afghanistan, Kashmir, Hindustan, jahan kahi bhi musalman pareshan hai, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Oh Allah, the enemy forces have all gathered to destroy the Muslim Ummah. Oh my beloved Allah, but your qudrat and your power is unlimited. Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause their planes to crash, oh my Allah. Create such division and disunity amongst them that, oh Allah, their alliances and coalitions become completely dissolved. Ey mere pyare khuda, create such division, disunity amongst them. Oh my beloved Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Ey Allah, tu apne farishton ke zariye se unki madad farma. Those who have been arrested, oh my Allah, and imprisoned in under inhumane conditions. Ey Allah, create the means for their release. Ey Allah, cause such embarrassment and humiliation and disgrace for those who are the enemies of Islam that, oh Allah, they do not even think of rising again. Mere Allah, we believe in your power, we believe in your qudrat. We know it is our weakness, you are not weak. Ey mere Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ey Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Oh Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our sustenance, barakat in our earnings, barakat in our life, barakat in our wealth, barakat in our children, barakat in every bounty of yours. Protect us and safeguard us from those actions which bring your lanat and curse. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us from going to the banks and borrowing of haram, which brings curses and lanat into our homes. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to get rid from our lives and from our homes of those evils which bring nothing but anxieties, worries and restlessness. Oh Allah, so much of filthy videos have entered our homes. So much of filthy magazines have entered our homes. How can rahmat and barakat then descend in such homes? If there's not going to be fights and arguments, then what else is there going to be? But oh Allah, we are acknowledging our weakness and we are turning towards you. Give us the himmat and courage, oh my Allah. What will we get in indulging in these sins? Oh my Allah, give us the tawfiq of doing those deeds that are pleasing to you. Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs in our mouth. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. We do not know when the heart can stop beating, oh Allah. We do not know when the soul will be extracted. We do not know in what condition the angel of death is going to visit. Oh Allah, whenever the time of our death comes, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Oh Allah, how can we be in adultery, in fornication, in the cinemas, in the theaters, in the discos, in drugs and in drink and in vice and in woman? Oh my Allah, when we do not know when our death will come and where it will come. Ey Allah, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye, to Allah Madina Tayyiba ke andar hame bula le. Allah bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of rahmat are blowing over that graveyard, then we too may be kept blessed and forgiven. Because we don't have any credit to, oh my Allah, of good deeds. Therefore, oh my Allah, we are seeking from you death in Madina Tayyiba. But if it is not muqaddar there, then wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. At that time, oh Allah, show us some tajalli of yours, that our ruh, our soul comes dancing towards you. It must not remain stuck and caught up in all the worldly things, oh Allah. Ey Allah, hum tere paas aaye to tu humse razi ho, hum tujhse razi. Ey Allah, all the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for the ummah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked. Oh Allah, how much he prayed for us. His concern was nothing but the ummah. Ey mere Allah, is dunya se rukhsat ho rahe, is leaving this world. At that time too, he's concerned about the ummah. Qiyamah day too, he's not going to enter Jannat until every ummati has entered. Allah, in this world also, how much of sacrifices he made, how much of his blood was shed, how much of his tears were shed for this ummah, how much of prayers were made for this ummah. When he's informed that that ummah today is unconcerned about your sacrifices for them. They are indulging in sins as if it is just one of those things. Even in your Mubarak city, they are engaged in all the haram, watching the filth on the television screens. Even in Makkah Mukarramah, in the hotels, filthy films are being watched on the television screens, and music is heard all around. Allah, when he is informed of this, ha, very Allah, what kind of pain and injury we are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, hame ehsaas ata farma. Give us the realization that life is a transitory thing. We are going to cross the bridge into the hereafter. Allah, jaane se pehle pehle hame sachi toba ki taufeeq de. Allah, all the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. Rasul Paak with his 124,000 companions. Hajre Aswad ko choom karke jo baga tha. Bataaf mein chal karke jo mere nabi ne baga tha. Rukne yamani chu karke jo baga tha. Ey Allah, under the miza mein rahmat, how much he cried. Ey Allah, in hatib, how many namazas he made and cried and prayed. Ey Allah, after attaching himself at the multazam, all the duas that he made. Behind the Muqam Ibrahim, the dua that he made. After drinking Zamzam, the duas that he made. The duas that he made on Safa and Marwa. The duas that he made at Mina. The duas that he made at Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib. Allah, how much he asked, how much he begged. And the duas that he made at Muzdalifah and all the other places. Allah, bless us with all that goodness. Our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, protect the entire ummah. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, parents and children and the entire ummah. Allah, give tawfiq to the Muslim governments of the world to come to the assistance of those who are helpless. Oh my beloved Allah, to come to the assistance of the Muslim Ummah. You have provided them with so much of resources, oh my Allah. Give them the hidayat. Otherwise, change those governments, oh Allah. Ey mere pyare Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Dawat o tabligh ki mehnat qubool farma. Hone wale ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Jo teri raah ke andar thokare kha rahe, unko qubool farma. Madaris, masajid, khankahon ki mehnaton ko qubool farma. Ey Allah, hamari duaon ko huzur e paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe tufail mein qubool farma. Hum gande hai, napaak hai, siyakar hai, lekin qubool farma. Tere alawa hamara koi hai hi nahi, tere siwa koi hamara sahara nahi. Ey Allah, bas tu hi hamara hai, tujhi se hum bhag rahe. Who else is there for towards whom we can turn? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله